I was having fun at the water slide when suddenly I noticed a big shadow covering the entire pool. I looked up and there I saw Mardis. He was coming straight for me. He jumped into the pool and the velocity of the wave that followed knocked me unconscious. When I woke up, I was chained in a cold and dirty room, and there he was streaming the popular shooter game Valorant on Twitch while talking to his chat. Somehow he managed to say the word bro 25 for the 4 times in just 3 sentences. How is that even possible? I quickly realized that the chains were actually made of chocolate, confused and mainly hungry. I started licking them, sucking them as fast as I could, and managed to crawl out of the room that I presumed was probably his mother's basement while remaining unseen. Yeah. I searched around the house for an exit and I quickly found the front door. As soon as I exited the building, I saw a horde of angry Brazilians holding blow torches and pitchforks, chumming at Arnie's and calling him a racist and a loser. I didn't really care, so I tried to get out of the scene as soon as possible. But just as I was about to step out of the house, Arnie's put his enormous hand on my shoulder and whispered with a soft and melodic tone in my ear, "You're not going anywhere, pumpkin pie. And daddy's gonna take care of his swift life." Stepped out of the house and suddenly yelled, "Watch this!" as he flamboyantly dashed into the air and suddenly made 5 knives materialize around him. He used the knives to effortlessly tap every single Brazilian in the area. I was so afraid, blood was spilled everywhere. When it all was over, Bardies looked in my direction, and I knew that it was over. If they didn't stand a chance, then I wouldn't either. So I just gave up. Bardies started walking in my direction, each step making the ground shake. When he got to me, he just sat down on me, saying that I got cold and he needed to warm me up. After a while, he took me inside the smelly basement again and took his clothes off. He started smelling me and licking my ear, and then he suddenly got very embarrassed and told me I can just leave. Turns out that this was a huge misunderstanding. This whole time, he thought that I was a chocolate egg and he wanted to eat me. The disappointment on his face when he realized the mistake he had done was palpable, a tangible testament to the depth of his sorrow.